Yeah, peace through superior firepower. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:35, Valor, we shine the spotlight on law enforcement first responders that go above and beyond. That's at 8:35. Don't miss it. Thanks to Lawful Defense, Shoot GTR, and Campus USA Credit Union. And then right after that, we're going to talk to Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, our Second Amendment advocate, to see, you know, they really dropped the ball on some of our gun rights type things that they could have accomplished in Tallahassee but didn't. Mm-hmm. We'll get the latest from him on that. And one of your top stories is the Trump administration officials are pretty ticked off, you could say, about a leaked preliminary intelligence assessment of the damage done to Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, you've got this Defense Intelligence Agency, a DIA, bomb damage assessment. They deemed a low confidence estimation of the effectiveness of Saturday's strikes on the Fordo Isfahan and Natanz sites, reportedly determined that Iran could bring its nuclear program back online as quickly as within 1 or 2 months. People are going to read into it what they want to read into it, unless you have looked at the entire document, and I have not. It doesn't always tell you the whole story. Now, is this damaging? Yes. And the fact that it was made public is really the most damaging.
Yeah.
You keep this internal, and then you decide what sort of strategy you may need to employ to rectify the situation. But now that it's been leaked, I've got a strategy for the president that he might want to consider. It's just an idea.
Okay.
And, you know, because the naysayers want to come out and go, oh, yeah, you did all that, and you didn't even really destroy the program.
Right.
Well, he needs to come out and announce, you know, because of this report, it appears that maybe we haven't done the level of damage that we initially thought we may have.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to announce that further bombing may be required.
Ooh.
But the timetable on that is yet to be determined.
Ah.
But okay. I hereby announce so that Congress can feel like they've been notified that there's a possibility at some point in the future we could go back in and bomb it again. And that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but the lefties' heads are going to, they would pop off. Look, he's threatening. He's doing this. He's doing that.
Yeah.
But I would do that because it also keeps Iran a little on edge. And isn't that where you want them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're not sure what's going to happen next.
And, I would agree, yeah.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, they've got aerial photos, and they said, based on these photos, some of the people have a level of expertise in these things, said, oh, no, those strikes were devastating.
Hmm.
Now, you can't know for sure what happened 300 feet down. But if you make it incredibly difficult to access those rooms 300 feet down,
right,
you definitely will delay things. And then, after being hit with this kind of these bunker buster bombs and the strength that they have and the kind of power, you're going to be climbing into an unstable mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Even if there are areas that are intact, so to speak, deep in the ground, I mean, good luck with that, because Iran has actually suffered from real earthquakes before, not just those who measure as earthquakes, because that's how powerful the bunker busters are.
Right.
So, again, and how do you make that assessment? Yeah, we have low, you know what they had low confidence in? Maybe not the same group, but the same kind of assessment. We have low confidence that COVID came from the Wuhan lab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was from a wet lab. It was from seals
markets,
and...
Yeah.
My gosh.
I don't want to know.
No, it's just...
Yeah, I know.
The things they... I mean, it's one thing for them to, you know, sucker Americans, you know.
Yeah. Things that are obvious.
But
yeah.
Things like that, it's like, really? There's a lab here that works on gain of function.
Yeah.
And there's a wet market. We should believe that this was transmitted somehow, like animal to animal, and has nothing to do with a lab that does nothing but what has occurred.
Right.
That's all they do. And
I know. Shake your head. I know.
Why are the lefties, why are they so wrong on everything all the time? Have they been right on anything?
Oh, no, they've been very consistent. Wrong, but consistent, yeah.
I can tell you something that is right.
What's that?
Well, anything you can do to support our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Five Guys is going to donate 20% of purchase prices between 5 and 9 p.m. this evening. And they're going to donate it to Ocala Blue Star Mothers that helps, you know, everybody, military service members, veteran population, families of the fallen. They promote patriotism. They support one another. OcalaBlueStarMothers.org if you want to find out more about it. But Five Guys is going to generously donate 20% of purchase prices between 5 and 9 p.m. tonight.
Do we know if this is, I'm putting in the spot, I guess, a little bit here. Does it say specifically... Is it a particular location, or is it all of them in Ocala, or do we know that? That's maybe where people can get more information.
This is based in Ocala, and it says local.
Okay.
Five Guys. I don't know all that it encompasses, and I got the email, but I don't see specific locations, but that's a fair question to ask. Wait, hold it.
But wait, there's more.
Hold it. It's the location at 2701 Southwest College Road.
There you go.
In Ocala, in the Gateway Plaza.
Okay.
Thanks for asking that, because, yeah, I wasn't sure either.
I just had a feeling it probably was something specific, and so, yeah.
I hate it when, you know, you got to read the whole thing to get all the information.
You want all of it, the first two lines.
You got to read the whole thing.
It's all about making it easy for Bob not having to read too much.
Yeah.
Don't you know that?
What, do you want me to have another heart attack?
Yeah.
Keep life stress-free for me. Easy.
He doesn't need the stress.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
It is 7:14 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Man, you talk about guest. 8:05, we got Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up. At 9:05, we've got the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson's going to join us. In between, we've got Luis Valdez, and he's going to join us after Valor. And he's our Second Amendment guy from Gun Owners of America. I tell you what, if you can't catch all, they're always good, compelling interviews. It's about the guest.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, a little about me. I'm really good at it. Anyway.
You're right. Yeah. Moving on.
Yes. Find me at hashtag fauxhumility.org. No, seriously, download the podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Wherever you normally get your podcast, download, click on subscribe. No fee, you're all set, and you'll never miss any of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up next, it's your turn to call in and air it out and get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky. Yeah! Pumping it up, baby. That's what we do. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:21 on a happy hump day, Trump Day. Time now for What's Bugging You. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And we don't want anybody to be one of those, do we? So call in now, 877-975-9825. Don't be shy. And good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, first let me say I'm delighted with the way the narrative seems to be unfolding about the Iranian situation. But what's bugging me is the president's use of foul language. Now, you and Greg both make your living with words, and you know that the English language is a rich source for creating any kind of a communication you want. And to, for him to do that, especially when there's a cameras rolling, I know what he was trying to do, but what works for George C. Scott in a movie about General Patton might not work in real life. And in fact, it's often counterproductive. Thank you, Bob.
I agree with you wholeheartedly in 99% of the application. Yes, I'm a Trump humper, okay?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And intend to defend his words and actions, but crude language is a sign of lack of intellect, but we know better in his case.
Right.
This was raw, real emotion from a thinking, living president who actually clearly, honestly cares about the outcome. That tells you the level of how badly he wants there to be peace, how he wants to work these things out for the betterment of everyone involved. So he was highly frustrated. Yeah, you could easily say, well, that still doesn't give you, you know, the, you know, you should still, it's not in your best interest to use it. And you know what? Maybe it isn't. People are talking about it.
Right.
And apparently somebody was listening because all of a sudden Israel pulled those fighter jets back.
Yeah.
And are playing by the rules, it would appear.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, for people who use that kind of language in general, that's not a good thing. And your commander-in-chief, your president, you want better. But if you use it extremely sparingly, mm-hmm. I think you can get away with it. All right? 877-975-9825. Call in now and air it out. Get it off your chest, whatever's bugging you. And good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Coffee. So the left would have us believe that a robust conversation is a debate over something completely idiotic. And with that being said, isn't the Iran-Israeli conflict isn't it mostly peaceful? Hmm. Let's have a debate about how the Iran-Israeli conflict is mostly peaceful, because it'll be a robust conversation. God bless America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear you. 877-975-9825. If you want to get in, we have very rare do we ever have open lines on what's bugging you. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
How you doing, Greg? Great to have you back again. But, you know, Trump effed up, if I may say that. There was no need to use that kind of language. He went into a seemingly deranged tirade, especially when it came to Israel, our great ally, who softened up the Iranians so that America can do such a precision, beautiful bombing. I mean, it was just like a stab in the back to them. I don't understand where he's coming from to equate Israel with Iran, put them on the same plane, so to speak. It's just astounding that he could lose it like that. What the heck is going on with him?
I'm glad you measured your words. Well, I don't think it. Honestly, when I saw it and heard it, I didn't feel like he was equivocating between the two. Was he upset with both of them? Yes. Does that make them the same? No. In fact, I think his level of frustration comes from other than that, he's had an excellent working relationship with Netanyahu, and that's what I think he found extremely frustrating, was like, what are you doing? We can't do the same thing every day and expect a different outcome, kind of a thought process, you know? And this whole, you know, tit for tat thing. No, mm-hmm. Somebody's got to stop.
Right.
And I trusted you to stop, and yet here you are with planes on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the language thing probably didn't help. I didn't feel like he was unhinged when he said it. I thought he was
passionate.
Yeah, very passionate. Yeah. That's my take. Everybody's entitled to their take. That's why we have talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's go to Mike. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is we have no idea what the conversation was between Trump and Netanyahu, and I'm sure it was a lot more passionate, air quotes, than what we got. So one word and it's no big deal. He said what every single one of us red-blooded Americans was thinking. So everybody can just back off and just accept it. It's not a horrible thing. Heck, the Democrats call us worse every day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And call him worse.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Yeah.
Good morning, Steve. What's bugging you?
The guy before the last caller. I mean, this is crazy. You expect people, when they make a deal and they shake a hand or throw a letter out or say, yep, we're doing something, to do it. You know, it gets frustrating when it's a repeat, same thing. You finally find a solution, and people call you delusional tirades. Really? Come on, man.
And we would have a segment entitled, Come On, Man, but stupid ESPN already has that.
We've been robbed.
It's 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Does Congress get a day off? Are they going to be off by the 4th of July? Are they going to be stuck working? That's up to them, right? The big, beautiful bill needs to get done. Trump says stay and get it done. At 8:05, we'll ask Congressman Kat Kamick what she thinks about that. That's all on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, my friends. Seriously, accentuate the positive and the good and pass it along. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 7:35. One of your top stories is getting that big, beautiful bill done. And President Trump says, you don't need a blanket vacation. Oh, okay. No, he didn't do that that time.
That time.
Right. How many of you think he's used when the microphones weren't around?
Oh, my goodness. But you got to remember, think about this.
I'm not going to throw stones living in this little glass house.
Good idea. Think about the people he has dealt with in his lifetime in New York City, like the unions. You think that's a bunch of really nice, polite talk going on in those discussions and negotiations?
Hey, Donnie, we got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a problem. No, Donnie, we got a problem.
Yeah.
As President Donald Trump's July 4th deadline to pass his big, beautiful bill ticks a little bit closer, it doesn't look like Congress will be leaving Capitol Hill anytime soon in the midst of the high-stakes workplace environment.
Uh-oh.
We'll speak to Congresswoman Kat Kamick directly about that in 30 minutes. To my friends in the Senate, lock yourself in a room if you must. Don't go home. Get the deal done this week. Work with the House so they can pick it up and pass it immediately. No one goes on vacation until it's done. And yes, I said it the way it was written, which is in all capitals. Did you pick up on that?
Mm-hmm.
Though some Republicans are reportedly skeptical about the chamber's ability to get the approved measure on Trump's desk by Independence Day, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, he said failure is not an option. Yeah. By placing this historic bill on Trump's desk by 4th of July, Republicans will be ensuring that future generations of Americans can live in safety and prosperity. The seemingly high-pressure results, first mindsets being touted by GOP leaders are raising questions about how political rhetoric can ripple into workplace decisions, culture, and urgency. House Speaker Mike Johnson, he has long pushed for far deeper cuts in the package, far beyond the goal of $1.5 trillion that was set in the House's offering and the pursuit of $2 trillion in cuts in the Senate package to begin putting a major dent in the nation's deficit. So, yeah, with those concerns in mind, you want to think, cut, pare back, especially in any areas where you've got clearly fraud and waste and all that. And they can't address all these issues through this bill. They can't. It's not within the parameters of what they can and can't do. But they still can do a lot. But they do need to get it done. And hopefully they will get it done. And it'll be in good enough shape to make a difference moving forward. That's what we can, that's all that we can hope for in many cases. Hey, you know what I haven't heard much about lately?
What's that?
Climate change.
Huh. Well, you know, we've kind of been busy running around starting fires and damaging our atmosphere since then.
American Petroleum Institute President Mike Summers was in an interview, and he said the tide is turning after years of climate hysteria. He believes that energy reality has finally taken hold in the U.S. as Americans reject the left's doomsday climate narrative. Hmm. Well, of course, thinking people have to reject it because we've been lied to extensively about the whole climate change thing. How can we believe those folks have any credibility? And we also know the kind of pressure that scientists were under to go, you know, get with the program, so to speak. And we know the things that idiots like Michael Moore and Al Gore have spewed.
Yeah.
And none of those things have come to fruition, thankfully. But yeah, it is, and it has, and it's clear, I think, to more and more American people on a regular basis that it's exactly what we said it was.
But if you bought that potential, you know, beachfront property in Ocala, you're ticked about right now. Because it's supposed to be underwater. So, just saying.
We knew this was a ruse. Wealth redistribution. That's all this was done under. And, you know, they took a page out of the old environmental playbook, you know? Environmentalism, not as a policy, but as a religion. And so they did the same thing with the climate change, tried to make people true believers. And they were very successful in that for a, you know, good period of time. But what was their enemy? Their enemy was time itself, because if you make these prognostications and they don't come to pass and it's not even close, it's like the old, you know, we're going to catch the tail end of Halley's Comet, man, and we're going to ride this out and, you know, to heaven. Well, I mean, that didn't happen. So any other followers of whatever that cult was, they said, oh, well, you lack credibility now. And we should be, and I think many people are already saying and doing just that when it comes to climate change. The American Petroleum Institute President Mike Summers goes on to say, we are not transitioning from anything to anything. We are going to need more energy, more kinds of energy going forward, and that is going to include a lot more oil and gas in the future. Summers pointed to rapidly growing electricity demand driven by AI and expanding data infrastructure. During Trump's first term, energy demand stayed relatively flat, increased just 1 or 2% annually. But with the rise of AI, it's expected to climb by 25% before 2030. That's just right over there. And by 50% by 2050. That's huge. Now, according to him, natural gas is going to be the primary source to power the AI future. And then there was also questions asked of Summers about the International Energy Agency, which recently projected that global oil demand would peak by 2030. Boyle called that forecast ludicrous and political. And he said the IEA has lost credibility in recent years. Anyway, the bottom line here is the left's climate hysteria is crumbling. Energy reality sets in. People realize cheap, affordable energy is really the lifeblood of a nation.
Hate to interrupt there, Bob. We've got a pretty bad accident. Sky traffic alert here. Talking about Gainesville, literally, it's off the street pulling into our office complex. We have an overturned car right here on 43rd. Talking about Gainesville, looking at Northwest 43rd Street. Right there about Northwest 36th Ave. So right now, that whole area is pretty much congested because people are used to being able to get in and out of this particular area. So things are kind of a mess in that whole kind of cluster there, Northwest 39th Ave and 43rd. So just be careful.
Now, I know in the middle of the night they were doing paving and stuff like that.
Now, this is literally like outside our building, an overturned car. That's, yeah, right there at 36th and 43rd.
I've cut that turn a little wide myself.
Well, somebody went a little too wide.
No, I'm just...
So, yeah, it's... So
hopefully everybody's going to be okay.
Hopefully so. Just understand that's going to be a slowdown for a while because they'll have to get that cleared out.
All right. Have you got some time later on this evening? Stop by the Five Guys location on College Road in Ocala because 20% of the purchase prices between 5 and 9 p.m. will go to the Ocala Blue Star Mothers, benefiting veterans and their families in the area. So you want to try to do that. That's the one on 2701 Southwest College Road, the Five Guys there. 20% of your purchase between 5 and 9 will go to Blue Star Mothers. It's excellent. For more info, you can go to OcalaBlueStarMothers.org. And we thank you in advance for your participation in that. Speaking of fast food, a leftist group is calling for a boycott of the fast food chain McDonald's after saying it would end some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Oh my gosh. They're going to end those initiatives? What are they going to do? How are they going to hire people? Oh, they're going to hire people maybe based on who they feel is going to be the best workers available?
Oh, come on.
And they're not going to take into account, hey, I looked around the other day. You know what I realized?
Oh, no. Here it comes.
We don't have enough peg-leg lesbians.
Wow. But maybe there's a bunch of them out there.
See, I wasn't going to go that far, but when Greg kind of had the one, I'm going, it's got to be over the top now.
Yeah,
you forced
really.
Me.
No pressure.
But yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, we need one of those.
Yeah.
Which do they realize that's what you're thinking, but it shows exactly how their thinking is flawed. Quit basing things based on skin color.
Yeah.
We all bleed red. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hang in there, my friends. Lots of interviews and stuff coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. President Trump taking the main stage second day of the NATO summit in The Hague, Netherlands. I wonder if they know there's a Hague, Florida.
Wow.
I doubt they do.
Probably not.
Offering a surprising cordial tone toward the alliance he has long criticized. Well, of course he's going to be a happy tone. NATO has, they've come to reality. They've come to realize Trump was right all along. Paying your fair share is needed. It is important. And I think, you know, recent goings on, including, Russia and, of course, Iran, I think that many of them have come to that realization. So, of course, he's going to strike a positive tone. They're in agreement with him. The president is scheduled to meet with the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and other world leaders before holding a press conference. And there's speculation. They're saying probably greet Ukrainian President Zelensky, who's attending the summit. Now, why would he do that? He's not NATO. Well, I guess he wants to push to join NATO. You know what that's like for him being able to join NATO now? It's like, you know how those companies tell you that, you know, for a fee, you're going to have protection against, you know, your car when it breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
But what do they always tell you?
Read the fine print?
Well, that's always good advice.
Yes, what else?
Well, call now while your car is running.
Oh, yeah. You can't wait till it breaks and then call it in, right?
Yeah. Fire insurance, as it's smoking.
Doesn't work that way.
No. So that would be the same thing with allowing him to join NATO while they're still in the throes of war with Russia.
Right.
I mean, that would make absolutely no sense. Hmm. But apparently he is there, and we'll see what happens. And apparently text messages shared by Trump, the guy from NATO, the general secretary, he said he congratulated him for making Europe pay in a big way through a new 5% defense spending target and for brokering an end to the recent conflict between Israel and Iran. Congratulations and thank you for your decisive action on Iran. That was truly extraordinary and something no one else dared to do. It makes us all safer. All right. Meanwhile, leaked information about, some of the earliest intel coming in about how successful that bombing mission in Iran was. And according to the assessment, or at least small parts of it that were leaked, it says that it was deemed low confidence estimation of effectiveness of those, three nuclear sites. And that Iran could bring its nuclear program back online as quickly as within 1 or 2 months. On the high end, estimates indicate that Iran could restart uranium enrichment within a year, according to those who have viewed the DIA report. CNN, which first reported on the leak of the classified document, noted that assessments are ongoing and could change. But the DIA believes Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium was not destroyed by the bunker buster bombs dropped on the nuclear facilities. Now, the White House strongly disagrees with these preliminary assessments. This alleged assessment is flat out wrong and was classified as top secret, but was still leaked to CNN by an anonymous low-level loser in the intelligence community. That came from the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. She wrote on X. And she felt pretty strongly about it because she had to retype that message several times without putting a Trumpian word in there.
Edit again.
Because she could get a little hot around the collar.
She's feisty, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, and by the way, the leaking of a document like that,
This
important, this critical, and with the whole mission and everything involved in it, that is treasonous. All right? Need to hang whoever it is by their toes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, much more coming up, including an interview with Congresswoman Kat Kamik. We're going to chat with her right after the top of the hour. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.